You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
There's some days, Lee, I can't wait to get in here because I want to ask the audience something.
Yeah.
Our text line's almost as cool as Google.
Yeah.
But a lot more honest.
This is true.
Yeah. Okay. Here's what I want to ask people. Are you a hiring manager? Are you an HR? Do you see the hiring process in any way? Maybe you're just a manager. Have you seen this? Because I see this. This made big news yesterday. I see surveys like this. I'm like, that can't be. This has got to be an urban legend. It's a survey by Resume Templates. I don't know who they are, but they paid for it. Of Gen Z adults. 77% admitted to bringing a parent to a job interview. What? I mean, wait, when I was... 22 or, 18, 25, whatever. If my mom was like, oh, I'll go with you, I'd be like, no. Like, I wouldn't have wanted to, pull up with her in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Because someone might see my mom in the car in the parking lot and think that was weird. Like, can I drive myself? 53% said their parents spoke with a hiring manager on their behalf. Now, I will tell you, my oldest, if you are looking for someone to work for you, is incredibly dependable. She pretty much does all the chores in the house without asking. So, I mean, if you were looking for somebody for a highly paid job, say for a 17-year-old, you might want to call me. But no, other than that, I would totally object to this.
Yes.
Her brothers need a little work.
Oh, boy.
I love them. They're still asleep. Okay, so we'll straighten him out. 73% of parents helped complete work assignments?
Oh, please.
What? Is this real?
My parents never even helped me with school homework. Let alone work stuff. No. Good grief.
I do help with homework sometimes.
Yeah,
usually when they ask and they're really good about it, but they don't ask me a ton. 45% regularly have a parent talk to their current manager. If I was a manager somewhere and a parent called me, that would get me hot under the collar. Yeah. I would be so annoyed. I'd have trouble completing the conversation.
Yes.
Is this real? Would you text me? I mean, what the heck? Give me a call. I got to know. 800-905-0989. We normally never open the phones at this time, but I got to know. Are you seeing this or is this exaggerated? Is this something you saw like once in the last year? But 77%? Really? How is that possible? And I put the blame here on the parents. The answer should be no. If one of my kids asked me this, my husband would bust out loud. They wouldn't even ask him.
I can tell you this. I've never had a parent. I mean, in the managerial situations.
Yeah, because you're a manager.
I've never had a parent come to an interview. I did have one time where I had to fire a part-time person because they wouldn't come to work when there was light snow. And they were supposed to work a sports broadcast that was supposed to air, and I had to go in and do it.
Mm.
And the mother called me and was complaining and said that I was, you know, that was, you know, too much to be expected for what they were being paid. And I'm like, that's the job.
Yeah, we're in media. Our job's to tell people about the snow.
Yeah.
You know that when you take the job.
Yeah.
Yeah. Texter writes, Tara, I work at a grocery store. I haven't seen a parent at an interview, but I know many parents call our managers about their kids. Okay. Texter writes, hey, Tara. Yes, Tara, I've had parents show up and want to sit in the interview with the applicant. And yes, I've had parents get applications and apply for them.
Oh, good grief.
Okay. Texter writes, helicopter parents, low T soy boys, and bike helmet generation. Texter writes, I'm a manager and we use temps from time to time, and I've never seen any of what you have mentioned so far. So I thought this must be a little exaggerated.
Well, it's probably an online survey, which is not a scientific sample, but you know.
Yeah. All right, now here's another one. I see it a lot. Parents call for their children all the time, and yes, it makes me hot under the collar. Another texter writes, Tara, I am a manager. If somebody's parents spoke to me on the child's behalf, they would ensure that that kid did not get hired. Yeah, because you know what? If I saw parents or I'm getting a call from parents at the beginning, I'm like, oh, no, I don't want to deal with you, right? And your parents? I don't want to, trice the drama as a manager?
Oh, I think it's exponentially more, not just double.
That's too much of a headache. And you know what? I would just tell the employee, look, I'm not calling your mom back. I'm sorry. You guys got to deal with this at home.
Yeah.
Jeez. Texter writes, that says a lot about, it's not Gen X, it's Gen Z. Okay, now, Fox News had Emily Sturge on. And she is a reporter for Campus Reform, and she was trying to explain this. Okay, she's Gen Z. This is interesting. Listen to what she said.
Gen Zers are still living at home with their parents due to things like high housing costs. And a 2023 poll actually revealed that 45% of 18 to 29-year-olds are still living at home. That's a level we haven't seen in this country since the Great Depression. So when you have parents helping you out with chores, making the financial decisions, actually handling all the decision-making, it's not too shocking that when Gen Zers leave the home and go into the workplace, they expect some of that same treatment. And that's why we see so many Gen Zers still depending on parents, even when they're in the workplace.
Okay, but are parents somewhat to blame for not letting their kids fail?
That's the question.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, Texter writes, my dad put in a good word to my supervisor for my job. Okay, I need more details there. Like, the only way I could see that making any sense is like, say maybe it's a construction site that dad works on too, yeah, and he knows the supervisor.
Right, yeah. If you had some type of previous relationship there, yeah, I can understand that. That's not a problem. That's called networking now. So.
Yeah, no, and I saw that when I was a secretary. I worked at a very large construction site for Shelco in Charlotte, and they built like big industrial buildings and stuff like that. And yeah, you would see dads whose sons, he's a bricklayer, his son's also a bricklayer, and he'd be like, hey, do you need somebody else on the crew? My son's great. I didn't think anything weird about that because we already had the relationship, you know, but I mean, if I don't know you and you're a manager, that's really weird.
See, I had a sort of a weird situation when I was a teenager. I worked for my dad, who was a manager at a textile mill. And I worked outside in opening cotton and dealing with cotton and all this other stuff at a mill in Anderson County, and worked for him because part of his job was supervising the laborers out there. And then, of course, got home and worked on the farm. So I had it both at home and at work. So
that's I worked for my dad, too. My dad had a business, and he was a wedding photographer. And that was back when you had to carry those 15-pound cameras, like the professional ones. Mm-hmm. And you had to really herd these people because they didn't understand we were under time constraints. And it was a very, very stressful job.
There was
a
thing called film.
Yeah, no, I did staging because you had to go find everyone, make sure they got to the altar, make sure they were in the right place. You had to manage mom and dad or divorce, the two sides.
Imagine that, Tara telling people at a young age where to go.
Yeah, I know. Who would have seen it coming? But and what to do? But it taught me a lot because I started doing that at 14, and it really taught me a lot about managing, like how to be tactful.
Mm-hmm. Right.
and how, you know, how to help my dad. And so we worked together for years and we really bonded. I loved it. Mm-hmm. I miss those years. Yeah. Those were, you know, those really, it was really cool. And he paid me well. I was making $12 an hour.
Wow.
Yeah, which is a lot for then. And that really gave me the nest egg that I that carried me in my 20s and helped me move out of the house. So it worked great. Texture writes, is it even legal for a manager to speak to someone other than the employee about job-related information? I don't know. I don't think it is, actually, now that you say that. Texture writes, my sister worked at Publix in Ingles and rode her bike during ice storms.
There you go.
Actually, she pushed it.
Yeah,
that's up a hill, right? Yeah. Both ways. I thought of I thought of getting her tire chains. Never found any. Texter writes, Tara, we called parents like you're describing snowplow moms. They're not only they not only hover, they knock you out of the way to shovel the path for the child.
There you go.
Oh, Texter writes, I was conducting interviews a while back. An applicant showed up with her mom. The mom actually walked into the conference room with her for the interview. Most awkward interview ever. Did you hire her? Have you hired any of these people who had, you know, the parental interference? Here's the other thing. My parents would have, like, if I asked them to come, they would have been like, what?
Yeah.
No. Like, and it would have been gentle, but, like, they would have been like, nah, because my parents were sweet people. But, like, no, uh-uh. Weird. Texture rates. Cost of living is so ridiculous that even if you make $60,000 a year, not a terrible salary, then you can hardly afford to buy a house. Yeah, that is... Real estate was Biden-flated, and that is why people are still living at home to some extent, people who have jobs.
And so are the interest rates now.
Yeah, they're a mess. All right, I'm getting great responses on this. Going to read some more on the other side. Are you a hiring manager or a manager? Do you hear from mom or dad? How do you handle that? And is this the norm now? Because they're saying 45% of these managers are hearing from mom and dad. For Gen Z? Okay.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, apparently I did the last segment wrong. You folks are very helpful in the text line. Brutal, too. But whatever, I could take it. I should have asked, because I asked for managers who've had Gen Z parents interfere in some way. Not a lot of managers out there who've seen a Gen Z parent come to an interview, but they say, yes, it's very common, apparently, for some of you, for Gen Z parents to call about all kinds of issues. And you just heard that from Lee. Your mom calls in to say that you're not going coming in because it's snowing lightly? Dude, pick up the phone yourself. Why does your mama have to do it? But anyway, I was told on the text line I did it wrong that I need to hear from the parents who do this. That's a great point. What were you thinking? Did your child, your 23, 25, 22, whatever year old child ask you to interfere? You just took it upon yourself. Why are parents doing this? Well, we've got one. We've got a hot one on the text line. She says it works. Okay, let's hear her point of view. And again, we're talking about this new survey. 77% of Gen Zers say they have brought their parent to a job interview at least once. Like I said, that seems a little high to me. 53% say their parents spoke with a hiring manager on their behalf. 73% say parents help complete work assignments, and 45% regularly have a parent talk to their current manager. That's what we're talking about. Okay, here we go. Hey, Tara, Gen X here. You'll like this. My son was, let's say, not motivated to find a job. I called a local business and pretended to be him and did kind of a phone interview. Then I drove him there to meet in person, and he got the job in sales. Now, here's the punchline. He's been in sales now for 13 years. So it worked. You must have been, was he living in your house? Okay, here we go. Tara, my wife and I helped our daughter get her first job only because we knew the manager, because both of us had worked for him 25 years ago. After that, she's been on her own to get her schedule and get to work on time. I will say she's a good employee because we taught her to show up and do the job. Okay, that's not that unusual. I mean, look, if you're applying for a job where your dad works, of course the manager's going to ask your dad what he thinks. Or your dad's going to call up there to put in a good word. That's kind of traditional. But I'm talking about cold calling a manager you don't even know. Showing up to an interview with a manager that, you don't know. I'd love to hear from you if you're one of these parents. I promise I'll be nice. You called a manager on behalf of your kid. To me, the only time I'm doing that is if, like, my kid is in the hospital with tubes coming out of him. Then I'll call. But short of that, God forbid, short of that, I'm not seeing it. Texter writes, hey, Tara, my granddaughter recently kicked my Gen Z son out of his, now her, bedroom. So I make sure to turn 98.9 on at 6 a.m. to wake him up from the couch. I do yell a little loudly, don't I? I'm pretty pumped coming out the gate in the morning. Okay. Texter writes, I didn't go to the interview or anything to do with hiring for my son, but I did have to go speak to a manager when they hadn't paid him in 3 weeks to push them to fix the problem. Okay. My question for you would be this. I would do that for like a 15-year-old, maybe a 16-year-old, maybe even a 17-year-old first job. I'd be like, yeah, they're being taken advantage of. I might do that. Yeah, after I sent them in to resolve the situation. Over 18, forget it. Got to take care of yourself. Texter writes, it makes sense, Tara. It is so hard to interview and get through those types of skills when we, the parents, know how to do it. It's easier to just do it for them, to coach them and teach them. It's a way of getting through the gatekeepers for me. I didn't do that, but I did bring my son to do an interview. Okay. I stayed in the car. All right. At least you stayed in the car. Oh, okay. He did push him to wait, hold on. I did go to the interview or anything, but I did have to speak to a manager when they didn't pay him. Okay. He was 17. Okay. All right. Okay. I could see doing that if the situation got extreme. In that situation. Maybe 18 plus. Yeah. I don't know. I can see somebody taking advantage of a kid not paying them. Just being like, no, that's the way it's supposed to be. It's normal. It's not. No, you're supposed to pay them. Okay. Texter writes, where did this go? Oh my gosh, the text line is exploding. Tara, Gen X age range is 45 to 60. I don't think their parents are involved, LOL. Well, I mean, I had to make sure. Hey, you know what? At least they're going to work. At least they're going to work, right? We can be grateful for that. Good morning. Okay. Marco Rubio is on a manhunt. These thugs who censored us, conservatives, demonetized X. Not because the companies didn't want to advertise on X, largest news app on earth. No, but because they were under federal government pressure. When the federal government comes knocking on your door, even through a surrogate, and says, hey, you know, we're really concerned about this Russian disinformation on X, which is a lie. There is no Russian disinformation. Hillary Clinton made that up. And we're really concerned about the hate, the terrorism. So, you know, we would like to not see you advertise on that platform or really on Breitbart or Daily Caller, any of those. And we'd be happy to not investigate you with an SEC investigation for, I don't know, something else that might be going on. And that's how it works. And before they were done, the Global Engagement Center, run out of the State Department, was bragging that they had completely restricted Donald Trump's message. And they did. They took his account off at Facebook. They took it off Twitter. They even locked down Kayleigh McEnany, his spokesperson. She wasn't allowed to speak. Folks, that's an authoritarian regime at that point. And again, it was not through, hey, YouTube, hey, Twitter just doesn't like these people. It was through government intimidation. Well, now the people who do that, who did that, have scattered like rats through government, like cockroaches from the light. We caught one of them last week. She was the former head of CISA. She was all but hired at West Point before we tracked her down, intervene, and fire. She doesn't need to teach a generation of people how to think. They'll all be censoring from the Pentagon. In fact, we need to go into the Pentagon and figure out who was running their censorship program. They had one that was operating outside the country, but was censoring Americans inside the country. Marco Rubio was talking to Mike Benz, a speech, free speech activist, about his hunt for these people and how this whole thing got started. Here we go.
Sharing for the American people a very momentous day in the history of the State Department and the U.S. government in restoring free speech and America's role as the beacon of free speech. Something very historic transpired today. Could you tell the American people what that was?
Well, we ended government-sponsored censorship in the United States through the State Department. And let me explain how we get there. This started out, you know, 15, 10 years ago with this effort of, let's go after the messaging that Al-Qaeda and ISIS and others are putting to radicalize people. Oh, no, who's going to be against that? That sounds normal. And then it was like in 2016, oh, you know, we had this foreign interference in our election.
Lie.
We need to start targeting some of that stuff.
Yeah. So, folks, they use Russia collusion as the basis to censor us. Russian interference, Russian bots, those things did not exist. Rubio continued.
By 2020, it had grown into this movement of, like, actually going after individual American voices. And one of the ways that was being done wasn't just directly, because the guy that was running this thing, Stengel, was actually a guy that was out there saying, you know, Donald Trump talks just like a Russian spy. He talks just like a terrorist. And so do the people around him. But they were also taking money from this program and using it to fund these NGOs, these third party groups who were supposed to be like impartial.
Mm-hmm. Now, the NGO groups were the ones doing the knock and talk on the door. Hey, you know, it'd be really good if you didn't advertise on Breitbart anymore. I know they're getting 100 million views a year, but it'd be really good if you didn't, because they just don't really need to be able to pay their reporters, because their reporters say true things. And it's just really inconvenient for us to have true things, you know, out there. Rubio continued.
Those groups were then tagging. They were literally tagging and labeling voices in American politics, Ben Shapiro, the Federalist, others, tagging them as foreign agents. So you look at it and say, American taxpayers, through the State Department, were paying groups to attack Americans and to try to silence the voice of Americans. And there were consequences. These weren't just a label they put on people. Some of these people got deplatformed. They got taken down. They couldn't communicate. So it was outrageous. So before President Trump took over, they disbanded this unit. They just renamed it and moved it somewhere else. But now, over the last few months, we've worked on it and just taken it down. And to the extent we're spending money now, we are going to spend money on messaging. It's going to be pro-American messaging. And it's going to be incentivizing and protecting free speech, which is threatened in all over the world, including countries that are allies of ours. The best way to counter disinformation, if that's what people are thinking is out there, the best way to counter disinformation is free speech.
Folks, that is why Comey and Brennan must go to prison. Because this lie by Hillary Clinton that her campaign cooked up became the basis for censoring us, for censoring me. I mean, I'm on my third YouTube account, and I'm about to lose that account for saying true things to you every morning. Rubio continued.
So I think what we have to do now, and Darren will be big involved in that as well, is sort of document what happened. Because one thing is to say it in a broadcast like this. Another thing is to actually put it on paper. And there's two reasons to do it. The first is because I think people who were harmed deserve to know that and be able to prove that they were harmed. And then the other is to make sure it never happens again, right? So that 10 years from now, when someone has a brilliant idea like this again, you know, not brilliant idea like this again, you can point to that and say, oh, this was done once before, and here's a reason why we don't. That's why accountability is important in these things, because it doesn't just provide justice and but it also prevents it from happening in the future. You have something you can point to at the same time and say, these are the kinds of things we want to stay away from.
Folks, understand what he's saying here. The party of democracy and free speech is how they paint themselves because they're liars. Use the biggest lie of all, the Russia collusion hoax, in order to censor people saying true things.
Implementing the EU Digital Services Act, which was threatened to be turned against Americans when Elon Musk famously had that X space with Donald Trump during the election season. So my question to you is there any insights that you can provide to the American people about how the State Department is going to go about once again restoring free speech in a world where we are facing foreign threats from the European Union and Brazil and other places to Americans' ability to talk?
Yeah, so the first thing, obviously, is our number one priority is Americans. So we don't want to see an American who happens to be living in London or happens to be living in Europe post something online about American politics or any politics, and all of a sudden they're facing ramifications over there. Or they're denied entry, and you know something happens, you know, we're denying them into our country, or we're going to arrest them because they posted something while living overseas. So our number one interest is the impact it has on Americans.
And that's because John Brennan, just 3 weeks ago, our former CIA director, true face of evil, was in Ireland helping the EU build out its censorship system. Why does he care? Because it's coming for Americans. I'll explain to you how in the next segment. You will not believe what just came out in the EU. And folks, don't kid yourself. The actual goal in the EU, besides repressing all of their citizen speech, is repressing yours via Facebook, via X from Europe. I'll let Marco Rubio wrap it up. You know what? Let's reopen with this actually in the next segment, because you are going to, it's going to blow your mind what is about to happen in Europe. Folks, at this rate, Europe is going to be Soviet Union 5 years. And I don't know where you run in the world of freedom after that. This is it. It's all that's left. I'll explain coming up next. You're going to love this one. This is incredible. All right. Picking up from that interview, Secretary of State Marco Rubio talking about how the deep state, John Brennan, other folks, some from our Pentagon in the past anyway, John Brennan's currently doing this, working outside the U.S. to have you censored inside the U.S. through the EU. Here we go.
Just on the EU Digital Services Act, I'd feel remiss if I didn't mention that the EU commissioning body there threatened Elon Musk, a non-EU citizen, talking to Donald Trump, non-EU citizen
during the campaign in October,
and threatened them specifically not to talk about the unrest, the street protests in the UK at the time. The UK is no longer a member of the EU, so the EU was threatening, and today we're hearing they're threatening $1 billion in fines against X for non-compliance with disinformation. And we've seen the head of their commission target non-EU citizens talking to non-EU citizens about non-EU territories. And so this is just one of these things, as this code becomes mandatory in July, to know that the State Department is focused on protecting free speech both within and without is, I think, an important thing.
Well, just beyond Elon, if a country or a group of countries, in the case of the EU, although it considers itself sort of a country because these countries have, you know, given over a significant amount of sovereignty in order to become a member of the EU, when you have foreign entities taking actions that go after Americans for speech, that becomes a foreign policy irritant for the United States, and more than an irritant, it becomes an impediment in some cases to cooperate when they're going not just after a high-profile person like Elon, but anybody for that matter. I mean, I think if you extend this out, you could see it, you know, threatening commentators, threatening people that are opining about world events.
And that is exactly what is happening. This broke overnight, folks. This is absolutely outrageous. Headline: the EU may soon start scanning all private messages. Wait, what? Your private messages that you send, say, on Facebook or X, or those platforms will be shut out. They want everybody's. Because, folks, I'm telling you, this is a backdoor method to censoring you, to putting enough pressure in enough ways on Elon Musk. And the reason this is happening is because he capitulated to censorship in Brazil. He did. They saw it, and I went, oh, no. They had seized and frozen about $5 million of his assets. They were getting ready to put the Twitter executives that, you know, were, I guess, existing, living in Brazil in prison, and he capitulated. And I went, this is going to be a disaster. That is why former CIA director and admitted communist John Brennan is over in the EU right now trying to figure out how to censor you, trying to help them build this horrible system out. By the way, the FBI under Joe Biden built the system in Brazil out. And they are betting, they're probably not wrong, they are betting that they could put enough pressure, particularly financial pressure, on Elon Musk that he will capitulate. Now, the censorship is so extreme now in the EU and the UK, 12,000 raids for speech online in people's homes, that people have moved to communicating by messages. So, you know, you can message each other, you know, in-app, on X, you know, on Facebook and all that. That's what they're targeting. And if you read the bylaws, it says that it has to apply to all messaging. So what would that be? That would be, yes, people in the EU messaging people in the EU, people in the EU messaging Americans, but also Americans messaging each other. They're coming, folks, like the hounds of hell. And I got to tell you what, Donald Trump, Elon Musk, they may have bad blood. They need to get the heck over it and need to get over it fast. Because let me tell you what, Donald Trump may not like this, but the only reason he's winning is because people can hear him. The mainstream media cannot control the narrative. We saw that in that amazing poll this week on Russiagate. 54% want arrests. 62% are following it closely. Why? They can on X. Elon Musk capitulates because he's left to fight on his own. No one's going to hear from us again. Trump on Truth Social screaming in the wind. He did that in 2020. He lost. It's not going to work. Hopefully that is why Donald Trump was kind of offering an olive branch to Musk this week. It's an ecosystem. It's all related. You can't cut off one part or we go unfree.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a
DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.